Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the tires and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
Heartland music there, a little Mellencamp bringing us back. 7-2, thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here in the USA, talking about small business, talking about tax policy, the stuff, you know, this is the, you know, the stuff that that the movies are made about. That's the story I'm sticking to. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jim Blasingame, John Fox is our guest. And John, your website, please give it to us.
I think the best way to get to me is go to 10taxquestions.com. The number 10taxquestions.com.
Are you going to update that for the? Are you going to update that for the new 2012
site?
Yeah, me too.
Wait.
Be sure to. He did this, folks, for the last couple of elections, and we've reported this with John ever since. I mean, John's been a member of our Drain Trust going all the way back to 1999. That's 12 years he's been joining us, talking about educating us. And John, thank you for that. 10 Tax Questions, that's number 10, 10taxquestions.com. And you can find your book there, too, can't they?
If
Americans really understood the income tax.
Yeah, and they can print out the 10 Tax Questions for free, so it's there.
And so take them with you. When you go to a town hall meeting or when you're talking to any of the candidates, and not only, you know, not just the presidential folks, the your members of Congress, ask them these questions that John has. They're good ones. Hey, John, the president's making some proposals, has made some proposals to create jobs, and in order to fund those goodies that he wants to give out to encourage small business owners to create jobs, he has to pay for those somehow. And one of the ways he's paying for them is through tax increases, not the classic increases like a rate increase, but through eliminating some loopholes and some benefits that different people get, including John. You know, he's mad at these people who fly jets around, isn't he?
Well, you know, and that the jet piece, and you know, that's just politics. For you know, it's maybe $3 billion, not going to solve much, but it's the kind of thing to get people's attention. But
John, can I stop? Pardon me. Let me stop you. I just want to remind the president that who builds jets? It's not the rich guys on Wall Street who build jets. They just fly them. The people who build jets are the people he's trying to get jobs for. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, let me say the principle that you know I've been arguing for. I argue in my book and 10 Tax Questions, and that is that I want a much fairer, much simpler income tax. I favor an income tax. I think we can have a moderately progressive income tax. But I want to clear out most of the special tax breaks that don't make social or economic sense. So, and I attack most of them because you wouldn't, in government, for example, would not directly fund a $1 million mortgage for somebody who's wealthy. It just wouldn't do it. You'd never hear that.
If you were starting it right now, if we were starting from scratch right now, that wouldn't be on the table, is what you're saying.
Right. So the home mortgage interest deduction that allows you to deduct the interest on up to $1 million of loans for a first and second home, you know, it would never be a direct government program. So I'm for curtailing lots of that. Simpson Bowles, which, you know, Alan Simpson, very conservative guy,
right,
that commission, they were for curtailing that, curtailing the exclusion for health insurance, the unlimited exclusion where employers can pay any size premium, even, you know, $40,000 per year for Goldman Sachs people. So I'm for curtailing these things, not raising rates. I want to bring rates down, but I want to create a larger tax base so we can tax people more equally based upon their income rather than how they manipulate things. I argue that a true conservative doesn't want the government to micromanage their decisions, so get out of the business. Just give us a much simpler income tax, bring rates way down, and I'm willing to pay it because I think, you know, that's fair. Well, what Obama is doing mainly in raising some revenue is saying that instead of getting these itemized deductions for home mortgage interest and property taxes at the top 35%, he said, let's drop it to 28%. That's another way of saying, let's begin to curtail some of these tax breaks.
Mm-hmm.
What is not involved here is the overall plan, which I would want, which is to say, as we move in that direction, let's also consider how to bring rate, top rates down to some extent. I think we need additional revenue. I'd like to mention something about that. But the movement towards simplifying the tax laws and getting tax breaks out that primarily help people who don't need the help bring their rates down. And I think we have a much better, a much more economic.
Well, John, we got to wrap it up because we run out of time, unfortunately. But what I will give you is we need a 21st century tax code. We're still piddling around, muddling around, adjusting a 20th century construction. We got to get rid of that one and start over with a 21st century system that works for the 21st century reality.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be there with you yelling.
We'll
at
do
Congress.
It together. It'll be the Blasting Game Fox, or no, the Fox Blasting Game Commission. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today. John Fox, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.